All right, you beautiful people, we're back with the EAEM podcast. I'm sorry if you're going to hear my coffee machine going pretty soon, but I've just come back from having a run and meditating and all that kind of stuff, and I've had a shower now, and I'm having a shower. I'm sorry if you can hear that buzzing. But man needs his coffee. But I hope you're all doing well. Really well, actually. I've been absolutely amazing since we last spoke. Just been meditating loads. I can't believe how great it's been. And how much clearer I've been, and how much more comfortable I am within myself, and I've been making better choices as well. It's been mental, like, really, really weird. I can't explain it, but it's been about 3 weeks now. 3 weeks? Is it 3 weeks? Let's have a look. Maybe I should write this down on a calendar or something like that. Right, so meditating in the body. When did I start? The 16th of May. Yeah, this is my third week, so on Monday it'll be a month that I've been doing it, and I've been doing it every single day, and now I've been doing it more regularly. Yeah, there we go. It's pretty difficult to say after you've had a couple of buckets. But yeah, I've been doing it more regularly, and yeah, it's definitely been paying off. Like, I done one yesterday, my mate put me onto that Sagiri app, and he showed me how to get onto other ones, and sorry, I'm just washing my milk frother for my coffee. Tell me, yeah. So he put me onto the Sadhguru app, which hopefully you went and downloaded yourselves. And if you did, then I'll tell you how to go into these meditations. What page is it? So you go into your Sadhguru app, and then again, it's like the yoga and the meditations, and then you scroll all the way down to power to create. And then it's got like love, peace, success, and health. Now I done the love one yesterday, and like holy crap, that opened something inside me. Well, made me greet and everything like that. Like, still crying for ages after I'd done it. So it will unblock something. But then after that, I felt absolutely amazing. And then I went and done, woke up this morning, because I said to my mate, because I'm going down to see my mate today, down where he stays, and we're going to go on to St. Cyrus Beach. So I was saying to my mate, oh my God, I forgot what I was talking about. Yeah, well, I was saying to my mate that I was going to come down, and then he told me to do those guided meditations. So he told me to do the love one, because in it, he tells you that you're going up, basically, up into the sky and everything like that. And then And then I was going up into this guy in this guided meditation, and then he was like, "Give me a phone call when you get back, after you've done it, basically." So kind of like I'd done it, but yeah, there was a part in it that was it was like what did it say again? It was like, remember a time that you felt like pure love within yourself, and kind of like I've just recently telling my mom that I love her. And I think the first time when I'd done that and she said I love you back, then I think I got quite a like a thingy there. So kind of like I thought about that and it just pure made me cry. So there must have been some sort of kind of like trauma there between me and my mum and me not thinking that she'd love me, or it's something along those type of lines. I'm not too sure what it is, but yeah, that guided meditation well opened that up and it well released it, and then I feel better. So yeah, I remember what I was gonna say. So yeah, because I told my mate yesterday that I was gonna go for a run, and then today, so I was like, right, I'm not gonna lie to myself. That and so I got up today and went for a run. I done a 5K run today, and then when I was coming back, so I've started doing it. I go around Granham, and then my 5K finishes, and then I walk back through Seton Park and everything, and then I went and meditated underneath a tree. Like I went there yesterday and sat in the sun last night. I downloaded The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle on my Kindle, and I went and sat underneath a tree with some strawberries and blueberries, and sat underneath the tree and read the book on my Kindle, and then after that, I meditated there for a bit as well. It was really weird, actually, because when I was there, I was reading my book and stuff, and then like this parents came up with their kid, and the kid was kind of walking and stuff, but he was completely drawn to me. He, like, kept on coming like right up next to me and kind of like walking around me and stuff like that. And his dad was well laughing because every time he put him down, the kid was just like pure, just drawn to me and stuff like that. It was well funny. It was quite cute. I must be vibrating at a high vibration, because that's what they say. If kids and animals are drawn to you, then you're at a high vibration, which is nice to know. But yeah, it was pretty funny. Like his dad just was pure laughing about it. Just like he couldn't believe that the kid was just kind of like completely drawn to me. Like kept on walking around the tree that I was meditating under and everything. So yeah, it was good. So yeah, this morning after I finished my run, I walked through Seton Park, and then I went and meditated under another tree this morning, and then yeah, after my meditation, kind of like I got up, and yeah, my ego was completely gone. I was just, well, happy, basically, just happy in the moment and listening to my music, kind of dancing away and stuff. Just not really caring. And I think that's what the meditation does. It makes you find out who you are. Like, I had an argument with my boss, and I think that if I hadn't been meditating, then I would have just crumbled and just said that I would have done the overtime and then just bitched and moaned about it afterwards. But I actually stood up to my boss and told him that I wasn't doing any overtime. I said to him that I wouldn't be doing any overtime until he gave me a pay rise. Then he didn't like that too much, and then he was like, "Oh, well, you need to show me some commitment." And I was like, "I have shown you commitment." And he was like, "Well, no, you haven't. You haven't done any overtime." And I was like, "I have done overtime. I've done overtime mostly last week, last month." And he was like, "Yeah, but that was only a couple of times." And I was like, "No, it wasn't." And I was like, and he was like, "So are you refusing to do overtime?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm refusing to do overtime." And then he was like, "Well, you can start at 7:30 until 4 then." And I was like, "No problem," and walked away from him. And then like later on he came and got me and was like, come and see me up in my office later on, like just before you go away on break. Just man, I'm gonna take a sip of my coffee. So I went up and saw him, and I was told, kind of like my hands were shaking and everything like that. I was like, oh no, I'm not gonna get done. And then yeah, he kind of like he actually apologized to me. He was like, yeah, look, I'm sorry the way that I reacted. I thought that you were blackmailing me. I don't know whether it meant it came across like that. And I was like, no, it didn't mean to come across like that. I was like, I understand that. It might have sounded a bit like that. And then he like he was going on about it. I was like, look, kind of like there's more life than just work. Kind of like I'm happy just doing my 40 hours. And like I was like, you might have people in here who are happy doing 60 hours for you and stuff like that. But I was like, that's not me. He was like, oh, but in your interview, you said that you were flexible and you were keen to do the overtime and stuff. And I was like, all right, well, that was then. This is now. He really didn't know what to do. He doesn't really like confrontation at all. He couldn't even look at me at the end of it. And then he was like, "Well, I was thinking about giving you a pay rise. Like, I'm considering about giving you a pay rise." And I was like, "No, you haven't. Like, I've seen how this company's dealt with James, which is my supervisor, who's just left because he found out that he was getting paid less than some of the joiners and the laminators." The company's an absolute joke, like, and it just seems that kind of like I'm every company that I go through has got that bullying and intimidating kind of mentality about them, and but it seems that this time because it's myself who's dealing with it. Like last time I had my mate and he was more the firecracker and he was the one who was saying stuff and then I could get backed up by him basically and I would back him up as well or I would actually I was still a bit scared, you know, like, but he was going full pelt. And then I think near the end I started realizing that like they haven't sacked us yet, so I understand how much you can get through before like they can't sack you. Basically, they've got to pay you off, so I know how far I can push it now. So yeah, this time I didn't have my buddy to back me up basically. So the universe is testing me to see if I'm gonna put up with that nonsense or whether I'm gonna speak up for myself. But he said something to me again on Friday, and he, because I had said to my, like, I had that interview on Friday, which went really well. That job's mine. Job's completely mine. I've manifested it. I'm already working there. My interview went really, really well. I think they were really impressed. But yeah, so yeah, so he said something on Friday. So I had that interview. So I said to my supervisor that could I leave at 2 o'clock on Friday because I've got a doctor's appointment with, but which was obviously my interview. And he was like, yeah, well, Friday's my last day anyway, so I don't care. So on Friday, I saw Mike and I was like, oh, Mike, I don't know whether James had told you, but I've got a doctor's appointment at 2:30. Yeah, 2:30. So I'm leaving at 2 o'clock today. And he was like, oh, no, well, James never told me. And then he said something to me and he was like, oh, well, if you're not doing any overtime, you'll need to make sure that your hours are all up to scratch. I was just like, yeah, all right. But what I really should have been saying was, you know, Mike, you don't own me. Like, just because I've signed a contract with the company doesn't mean that you own me. Yeah, so I'm hoping that I get this job even more because then that oh, it'll be great to come in and just slap my notice on this table and him being like, oh, is this got anything to do with it like that? And I'll be like, yeah, totally, it's got everything to do with that, feeling like a slave. thinking that you own me. That's what I said in my interview as well. I said the fact that I like the fact that she finds it feels more like family, you know, like they're all one big family. And that's actually what the interviewer said. She was like, "We're one big family here, but we don't all get on sometimes, I'm being honest, and like that's fine. You know, like it's good to have debates. As long as they don't carry in into the next day, because that's what's happened. Like that happened on Thursday when I spoke to Mike like that, and now he's like it was really funny because he was trying to catch me out like all through the day on Friday. Like he kept on coming through. I was in the big Buffin Bay, which is like behind the door, and there's no cameras then and stuff like that. But I'm a hard worker. I'll quite happily do my work, and he kept on coming through. Like he came through like about three or four times to try and catch me out, and I think every time he came through I was there working, because that like I'd rather pass the time rather than trying to hide in Skype and everything like that. Like and that's what I said to him when I went into his office. I was like, I know my worth. I was like, I know that I'm a hard worker. I know my worth. I know that I'm a harder worker than some of the people that you've got employed in this place. It was pretty funny because he didn't know where to look. And the best thing was that I remained calm. Like my hands were shaking and everything like that, but I remained calm. And then yeah, when I was leaving, he was all like, I don't mind when you start. You can start at 6 or half 7 if you want. And then I was like, well, I'll start at 6 when I'm through the when I'm working. And then when I go back to laminating, then I'll start at 7:30. Okay. But yeah, as I was saying, he was trying to catch me out because now he holds grudges. So now he's gonna try and catch me out. So that's why he said that thing to me on Friday about, oh, you need to have all your hours, blah blah blah. It's like, come on. Let's just be men. Like, that's in the past. Like, why are you holding on to it? It's mental, though. Starting to understand that loads of people are living a battle in their head that is just weighing them down. And I was one of those people as well. Like recently, like this 3 4 weeks of meditating has just been absolutely amazing. I feel so much more confident within myself. And that's it, you know, like my adrenaline still goes up. It's still scary talking back to people, but now I realize that I'm not putting up with that kind of stuff. If I think that someone's in the wrong, then I'll tell them instead of being scared, like, no, you're crossing one of my boundaries here. I'm not a slave to society. I work to live, not live to work. It's absolutely crazy, but I've definitely been still living in the present moment. I've definitely still been looking at the positives in life. And if I think of negatives, then I'll find two positives. I mean, it's still difficult. I'm still training my brain. I was talking about that in my interview as well, saying that I've been trying to train myself to do that, be more positive. The mental thing is that we've all got this. We've all got it inside ourselves. You just need to start looking for it. Start being like, I'm reading the Eckhart Tolle book, as I said, The Power of Now, and he said something. He said, start looking at your thoughts and start noticing the repetitive ones, and notice that it's just like an old repetitive radio, just kind of like playing the same thing over and over and over again. And once you start realizing that, oh, hold on a second, like, I've already thought that thought. Like, my thoughts aren't me. And I am not my thoughts. I'm the one who is observing the thoughts coming into my head. And I think a lot of people, like that's why it says in the book that a lot of people struggle with that they identify themselves as the mind, as the thinking mind. They think that that is them. And I understand that we have really horrible thoughts about ourselves, which is like, would you say those things about yourself? Like, really? No. So why do you think that your thoughts are yourself when you're saying that about yourself? It's mental once you actually look at it and start thinking about it, and you're like, yeah, well, why would I say that about myself? I wouldn't say that about myself. I wouldn't say that about anybody else, and I definitely wouldn't say that about myself. So why would I think that the thoughts inside my head that are telling me that I'm a fat piece of shit, like, or my actual own views, because they're not. I got complimented at the interview. Like, I said that I was a positive person, and they were like, yeah, we can see that. I was like, that's great, because if I'm positive, then my positivity will shine on into your positivity, and hopefully we can all just be positive together instead of being negative. And with the type of work that we're going into as well, then I think that's great coming into it. If I can be positive with and helping people, I'm already working there. It's great. It's absolutely fantastic. Just brings a smile on my face all the time. Like, I love being there. The money's just a nice side bonus because I'm happy. Job satisfaction. Couldn't ask for anything better. Never stop believing in your dreams and never stop believing in yourself. I always thought that I was never this confident person, and it's mental how the meditating and the running and doing the planking and exercising and eating better food and looking after yourself can bring that confidence into yourself. And I think it's more the meditation, because the more meditation, the more I don't have those negative thoughts. And it's your ego. Your ego is the one who's stopping you. It's your ego, the one that's saying to you that, oh no, they're going to be looking at me and they're going to be judging me. And oh no, I can't be doing a TikTok video because their opinion, like, they're saying that they don't like it and it's cringe and like that kind of stuff, you know, like, oh no, you can't do a podcast, like everyone else is doing a podcast, like why are you doing a podcast? Like, these people are just the negative people in your life, you know, like just sucking that energy from you. And I think you need to move away from those people, because you're never going to accomplish anything in your life hanging around with people like that, because they're always going to be bringing you down, making you feel small. I mean, as I've said in previous episodes, like the first series where I was with friends that were like that, the and then when I became this person like a few years ago, and I started kind of listening to my own opinion and talking up for myself, then I lost a lot of friends because I was speaking up for myself basically, and they didn't like it because that version of me did not sit comfortably with the version that they are. I was there for them to feel better about themselves. And I realize that now. Now my friend circle is totally small. It's great. I just deal with myself. I'm learning to enjoy my own company. I've also noticed recently as well, like the whole February and all that kind of stuff. Like I was watching loads of TV, like I watched loads of TV, was playing loads of PlayStation, was eating crap, kind of smoking tons of green, and then yeah, I kind of like I'm not doing any exercise, nothing. Like it was really, really bad. And then like in March, it was exactly the same. It was really, really bad. I just went through a breakup as well. Like so, that's probably what it was as well. I was probably a bit depressed and didn't know what had happened, even though I hid it pretty well. But yeah, like looking back at it now, it's probably like yeah. Because now I'm starting to get back into who I am and not letting my ego take over, because my ego had definitely taken over. And it's weird as well because your ego will tell you know, like I was still talking the talk. You're like, oh yeah, I like meditating, but I hadn't meditated. And it was like, yeah, I don't need to meditate. You know, like my mind had taken over again. And we all get there. Like, I mean, that wasn't me admitting that I was there, you know, like I was that person before, you know, like completely taken over by my mind, completely thought that I was my mind. And then it's not until you start meditating and you taking away those thoughts that you realize that, oh, hold on a second, I'm not my mind. I'm this amazing warm feeling in the pit of my stomach. And when it comes on, that I'm there and all my senses are alive, and it's so difficult to explain. I honestly, please just start give meditation a go, because once you like that first week, 2 weeks, whatever, where it's difficult to get on thought. Like I mean, even today when I was meditating, like I got like 5, 6 minutes where there's nothing coming in. And then even I was getting caught in thoughts. There was like the thoughts of my boss coming in and what I was gonna do, like what I should have said and blah blah blah, like that kind of thoughts. And then you get caught in the thoughts. But then I noticed that I became aware and focused myself back on my breath. And then there was another thing that came up into my head, and then that was swirling around. And but then you bring yourself back, you're aware, oh, hold on a second, I'm on that thought, right? Bring myself back into the present moment. And it's just, you've just got to keep on going. But the more and more that you do the more and more the thoughts are not coming through as much. And it's like peace. Just sheer peace. Your ego completely vanishes and you find yourself who you are and you're at peace. You look at everyone else and you realize that everyone else is having this constant battle with them themselves. But you can be happy and just experience the small things like that is just completely just experience the small things about life. the fact that we're on a spinning rock floating through space or hurtling through space in infiniteness, and the infiniteness is getting bigger. We're all made of molecules, like our the problems that we face on a day-to-day basis mean nothing. Absolutely nothing. We just need to learn to just relax, meditate, find out that we are not in our head. That is not us, it's just our thoughts. It's just like past trauma that's been drilled into us from past childhood and our school teachers and whatever else. But that is not you. You're just observing those thoughts coming in. And then once you meditate enough, then you can just observe those thoughts. You don't get on them and you just watch them pass by. And you feel at peace and at one. And then the warm feeling comes in and it's, yeah, I can't explain it. I just like, please, just give it a go, please. You know, like, what is 20 minutes, 10 minutes of your life? Even set a timer on your phone, just sit there for 10 minutes. Get comfortable. You don't even need to sit in the cross-legged position. I mean, I like sitting in the cross-legged position when I meditate underneath that tree. And yeah. It's just absolutely amazing. I just can't explain it. It just puts a smile on my face. Like when I was walking back, like I'm kind of dancing and stuff, like just happy, just like morning to everyone. Kind of like life's beautiful. There's trees all around. This is green. The birds are chirping. There's bees. It's blue skies. The sun is shining. It is stunning. And we as human beings are stunning. We're all beautiful. It's just our ego that makes us think that we're not. But yes, I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend, your week, whatever you've got planned. I hope it is absolutely amazing. But remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. Peace and love, you beautiful, beautiful people. Go and meditate and start enjoying the peace in your head. I love you all. Ciao.